about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as if having HIV isn't a hit enough, people with HIV now are almost 50% more likely to have a heart attack than those who aren't affected with the HIV virus, even after taking account other health risks. Researchers don't know why you would have a higher heart attack rate in HIV positive people. They aren't sure. Maybe it's the medicines and the HIV. They aren't sure. Now, for some of you, I know I'll discuss a medical condition. I'll bring up rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or glaucoma or HIV, and some of you will start tuning out. Like, okay, well, I don't have that, so I don't have to worry. All right, no big deal. I don't have HIV, so I'll just wait till diet comes, goes into the next subject. Okay, no. You don't understand here. If having HIV puts you at greater heart attack risk, and it's not so much the HIV as much as the virus, well, then this could also pertain to non-HIV people, too. But what are we talking about here? Can viruses cause heart attacks? You know, as we dive and dissect, and we think we figured this whole heart attack thing out. Well, it's high LDL, and it's genetics, and it's obesity, and it's the high fructose corn syrup. What if a whole part of the picture could be a stupid little virus? And because we're starting to see in a smart virus like HIV, a very well-calculated virus like HIV, higher risk of heart attack, what about those of us that carry Epstein-Barr? You know, many of us have had mono. Many of us get exposed to Epstein-Barr virus and we never get mono. Many of us have herpes. Many of us have been exposed to hepatitis. What other viruses could put you at risk? Now, going back to the HIV, Dr. Matt Freeberg, who led the new study at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine in Pennsylvania, says they're trying to understand why. Just over 1.1 million people in the U.S. have HIV, according to the CDC. Another 50,000 are infected each year, and those are just people that they know of. Remember, they said many of you are walking around with HIV and not getting tested and not knowing. Now, treatment allows HIV-infected people to live longer. So now they're starting to look at, because remember, people with HIV used to die in their 20s and 30s. Well, now you can have HIV and live well, you know, well into multiple decades. So then now they're able to go, well, let's look at diabetes. Let's look at heart disease. Now, the new study looked at 82,000 U.S. veterans, almost all men. A third of these U.S. vets were infected with HIV. During an average of almost 6 years, 871 of these veterans had a heart attack, 176 of which were fatal. They said veterans with HIV were consistently more likely to suffer a heart attack than HIV-negative veterans in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. So after accounting for everything, if you look at people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, people with HIV had a higher chance of getting a heart attack than non-HIV people. So they already took into account high blood pressure, diabetes, drug, alcohol use, etc. HIV people were still 48% more likely to have a heart attack during the study period. So maybe they think it's the antiretroviral drugs. Maybe they think it's the actual virus that causes heart problems. Remember, viruses do cause inflammation. And since HIV doesn't seem to go away, HIV sits there and decides to camp out and fight and pick off your T lymphocytes. Maybe it's the chronic inflammation. Now, hepatitis C or kidney disease, which are also very inflammatory, do put you at higher risk for heart attack as well. So, my concern with this is, okay, so you figured out hepatitis C, you figured out HIV, what else? If there is a viral issue, okay, is it the medication? Or if it does later become a viral issue, can we take an antiviral? Will that help? Dr. Patrick Mallon from the University College Dublin School of Medicine and Medical Science in Ireland said past research has shown a link between HIV and cardiovascular disease, but unclear as to if other differences like smoking rates, cholesterol could be a risk. This new report is saying, no, we already, gleaned all that out. We dissected all that out. We have the same demographics, non-smoker, same cholesterol levels, etc. People with HIV having more of a chance. Now, just heard of another young patient die of a heart attack. He was out jogging. He was the husband of a friend of a friend, just dropped dead of a heart attack. Wife didn't know where he was because he didn't come home, so drove around, looked for him, couldn't find him. So then she started to call the hospitals. He was under John Doe at one of the hospitals because, of course, he was out there jogging. He didn't have any ID on him. My suggestion is, if you could, please have some ID on you when you go jogging, when you go working out. If you do have some sort of medical issues or medications, have that on you. Okay, I am sick and tired of hearing these healthy people who are working out and doing what they're supposed to for their body dropping dead of a heart attack. And nobody there around to help him. And maybe he didn't die all of a sudden. But by the time he got to the hospital and they didn't know who he was, they didn't know any concomitant issues. My suggestion is, if you can have like an ankle strap that has, that could hold your ID and a medicine card, do it. It'll help the paramedics out. If you haven't had any heart history, et cetera. But, you know, I'm not saying, you know, people that don't work out deserve the heart attacks over people that do work out. But, you know, this guy, when he went out for his regular jog, obviously is not somebody that's sitting there. I mean, I shouldn't say obviously, but is probably more likely to be a person who takes care of his health than doesn't. And even healthy people can drop dead of heart disease. So, you know, when I have a patient and they go, all right, we should probably, you know, have a stress test done. They go, I don't need a stress test because I jog all the time. I got a good heart. You don't understand. You could drop dead while jogging. Didn't we have another marathon runner who dropped dead of a heart attack? Or was that a triathlete while swimming? Well, you have no idea when your heart wants to give up. And it may not be because of cholesterol plaquing. So just because you have good cholesterol, don't think I'm in the clear. True, the majority of heart attacks do happen in people who have clogged their arteries from high cholesterol, diabetes, high triglycerides, high blood pressure. You got a point. Family history. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get it. And you have to assume that you could be behind the eight ball like anybody else. And just like this, even with HIV, many HIV people are very slim. Still at risk for heart disease. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Four, five,
$6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Talk Superstation for playing us live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday Pacific time, as well as 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. Big thanks to XM Satellite, all our affiliates out there, and a big thanks to you all and Premier Radio Networks for allowing our XM broadcast. So big thanks to everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So, you see, I'm in kind of in a happy mood. I'm looking on the bright side, and the reason why I'm looking on the bright side of things is because a study came out saying if you are optimistic, and if you do look on the bright side of life, you could lower your cholesterol. You know, I gotta tell you, it is more fun. It is more fun being crabby. I gotta tell you that. I love being crabby. I love just stewing. I love just, you know, being a, I just love it. But look, you know, if I can lower my cholesterol without shelling out the bucks at the pharmacy, why not? So according to this study on Mail Online, they say middle-aged people who are optimistic were found to have better levels of good cholesterol. They also had lower levels of triglycerides, which are, you know, the fatty, you know, deposits and molecules that harden your arteries. Now, why would somebody with a sunny disposition Why? Well, maybe it's because it helps increase your good cholesterol. Good cholesterol has a protective effect on the heart, seems to cancel out the bad cholesterol. I look at good cholesterol as a little scavenger garbage system that kind of goes around, tries to take out the bad cholesterol, dump it. You know, I think your HDL is probably something that you should really appreciate. You know, give your HDL a little peck on the cheek every now and then and tell your HDL, your good cholesterol, how much you love them. Why not? You'll kill two birds with one stone. So they said middle-aged optimists were found to, yeah, I'm middle-aged, I'm 41. They say middle-aged optimists were found to have better levels of good cholesterol, which has a protective effect on the heart. They also had lower levels of triglycerides, and these were from researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health. If I was in Harvard, I'd probably be happy too. Part of the reason may be due to the optimist's tendency to have a healthy body weight and a prudent diet. I guess. I mean, my diet's good, but I mean, I still love the ho-hos. They analyzed data from the Midlife in the United States study, which included phone interviews and lab tests for 990 people aged 40 to 70. Based on the interviews, participants' levels of optimism were rated on a scale from 6 to 30, depending on their agreement or disagreement with statements such as, in uncertain times, I usually expect the best. Okay, so that's what you had to say. Hard to be married to somebody like that, huh? People in uncertain times, I expect the best. I mean, I gotta be honest. I mean, I do always expect the best. I mean, I don't always fear the worst. I don't fear we're going to get hit with a meteor or asteroid. You know, I think the economy will eventually get better. I do see a Republican eventually getting back into office. So I have to admit, I am optimistic. I am. Obamacare, no, not optimistic about Obamacare at all. But I don't have to be optimistic about everything. I just have to be optimistic in general. Do I think the plant will grow? Yes. Am I optimistic that my cat is going to go pee-pee on my bed? Absolutely. Am I optimistic that the dog is going to take a dump in the middle of my room? Absolutely. So I'm an optimistic person. That qualifies. Okay, so people with higher optimism score had higher HDL. For every increase of 5 points on the optimism scale, HDL in the blood increased by 1 milligram per deciliter. Uh-oh, I see where this is going. They're going to, because of Obamacare, want to avoid us buying cholesterol medication, so they're going to give us all out the survey. Do you expect things to get better? Just say yes, because if it'll make your cholesterol go high, you don't have to buy the medication. The same HDL increase translated into a 3% reduction in the risk of heart disease. For comparison, regular exercise could decrease heart disease risk by 6%. So all you have to do is take a survey and not exercise. Is that what they're telling us? But there was no connection between optimism and total cholesterol levels or LDL. Oh, okay, well, come on. You know, please. Okay, LDL still kills you, people. All right, lead author Julia Boa says it is one additional piece of evidence suggesting that our psychological health and physical health are intertwined and that viewing the world optimistically may have some tangible benefits for our health. All right, thank you very much. You wasted all our time. I'm thinking I don't have to take Crestor in the future. I'll get to just, you know, be happy, be optimistic. Thank you. That's fine. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked me what to do about your kid's stutter. Apparently you have an 8-year-old who's been stuttering. I'd love to get you live, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know you had emailed that to me. You know, with stutters, every now and then we'll have a stutter. I've noticed a little recently, because things have been kind of stressful, a little stutter coming out. Okay? And I sometimes, okay, will stutter when I get nervous. Not to make fun of stuttering, but when you get nervous, you will have a lot more difficulty forming your words, and your brain and mouth, we call it an aphasia, will not always work in tune. So the first thing I think of when a child has stuttering, especially newer onset, I think of stress. We were just talking about psychological stress with cholesterol. Well, sometimes I think of stress with stuttering. Okay, oh, did I say I say a lot. No, that's not stress. That's me trying to think of the word. But you notice that, you know, the older we get, the words just don't seem to come. You could have a phenomenal vocabulary. I kicked butt on the SATs with my vocabulary. But that doesn't mean I could always find the right word for the right situation. And keep in mind, a lot of excuse me, my vocabulary does include some choice words I'm not even allowed to say on air. So if you ever see me hesitate, especially when I talk about Obamacare, please keep in mind it's because I'm trying to save my job. Now, so with stuttering, a big mistake us parents will make is if a kid stutters, we correct him and we force them to say the word correctly. Don't do that. It just adds stress. Okay? What we do is when your kid stutters, just tell them to kind of slow down a little bit. Okay? You know, one of my children, he speaks quickly, just like Mama. He does. He wants to go on the radio. He wants to be in show business, and he wants to be a doctor. I'm so proud. Oh, yeah. The other kid wants to be an engineer. Yeah, so I'm proud of him, too. Yeah, who's going to live longer? I know. The stress of radio and the stress of medicine. But I'm not going to thwart any, whatever they want to do, I'm going to be very, I'm going to be very optimistic. Or I'm going to be very encouraging, okay? I have to be optimistic because I need to raise my HDL. But when your kid starts to talk and stutter, just go, you know what, it's okay, baby. It's okay. Slow down. Say it again. But slow. Just, you know, what do you want to tell me? Just slow. Mom, now, you notice kids will do this. Never mind. I get that a lot from the kids. That's not stuttering. That's not stuttering. Okay? Stuttering is where you could, like what I just did, you know, where you're just kind of talking and you're like, okay, well, I know I'm going to stutter. Okay, that's stuttering where you have a consonant, or if you do a repetitive word. I really like my mama, mother, 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 mother. So there's a couple different forms of stuttering, and the key is to slow down. Another key is to let the words themselves flow out, not to push to speak. You don't want to have that much active motion or muscular work in your speech. So you tell your child, let the words flow out like a bird. Tell me what you want to say. Again, you don't want to make them repeat something correctly. You want to say, honey, tell me what you want to say, but let the words fly out. I have a lot of homework. You see? They could slow it down a little bit. Let the words just flow out. Now, mind you, when you make a speech, when you have to do public speaking, that's when it comes out. I mean, you want to get on top of the kids' anxiety. But keep in mind, a lot of us now, as adults, are acting ADD. Even if we don't have ADD, we're acting as if we have ADD. Because our kids want to talk to us, and what are we doing? We're looking at Facebook. We're checking our cell phones. We get a text, and we look away from our kids to look at the text. What if your kid is stuttering because of you? Well, blame it on the parents, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah. Hey, look, if doctors can get blamed for everything, why not blame the parents? So what I suggest you do is you close down the laptop, right? Put your phone away. Sit in front of your child. Oh, crap, I just shut my laptop off. Oh, man, why did I have to give you guys a visual? Oh, that stinks. I just shut my laptop off. Oh, that's okay. We're still talking. Shoot, I said. I said shoot. All right. So what you do is you put everything away, you put everything aside, and go, look, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. What do you want to tell me? And let them see that you have absolute undivided attention. And with that undivided attention, they'll feel more comfortable to speak to you. And let the words flow. And work with them. Now, let's say it doesn't get better. And you start to notice that after a few days, you're really having a little trouble, you know, attacking this. Get a speech therapist. Have a doctor involved just to make sure there's nothing else going on. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, we always talk about stress with adults, and we forget to talk about stress with kids and how to decrease stress with children. Now, I know that this is an issue because I was talking to some parents who were bar mitzvahing their kids when my kid was getting bar mitzvahed. And I saw my son was getting kind of nervous right before. He was getting a lot of nervous. And I don't agree with medicating children. I don't agree with giving them Valium, etc., you know, just to get through a rite of passage that many of us, you know, have had to do without medications. But remember, when a medication age right now where, you know, a lot of kids are on medications for ADD, for depression, anxiety, etc. And maybe one of the reasons why so many kids are on these medications is because the parents took them. Who knows? When they were pregnant. I don't know. But I am noticing that many kids are actually being medicated. Now, like I said, I would have never thought to do that with my son. maybe I should have. But, I mean, he got through it. He was fine. He had a great party. And he was able to do things the way we all did when we were younger. And you almost wonder, are we babying our kids? Or should we be more aware of stressful situations, ease that stress for our children, so they go into adulthood with less stress, less mental illness? I don't know what the answer is. Now, for years on the show, I've been talking about the wussification of America, where we're seeing more and more of our children mollycoddled and kitten gloved. I explained what was happening when my kids were playing the baseball. Great team, phenomenal coach, but these boys cried a lot. And I mean, we're talking first, second, third, fourth, fifth graders. So we're talking first to fifth graders. And I don't remember growing up boys crying at all. Now, I'm not saying don't let your boy cry. I think crying is very healthy. But it just, I don't remember seeing my brothers cry that much. Now, true, I came from a family where we don't cry. We would cry, that immediately tells us to stop crying. Stop crying. And we had to stop crying. So I can't, and maybe that was the thinking back then. I don't know. But, you know, and I also noticed that our kids would come home from baseball practice and their uniforms were hardly dirty. Why aren't kids sliding anymore? Now, maybe, yes, it was kind of a little league, so maybe we go easy on the kids. And true, I don't want kids getting broken bones, but it was completely different from what I witnessed 30-some years ago. These kids would come home from practice filthy. They would be cut up, bruised up, skinned thighs, and you really wouldn't hear much about crying. Unfortunately, if the kid did cry, the parents would quickly kind of rush him, you know, away so nobody saw. They let him cry, and they would be worried that, oh my gosh, something's wrong with my kid. And that's just how society did things. Now, I just noticed that, I mean, it was just very common where almost every game somebody was crying. Now, true, the parents were mean, especially the parents on the other team screaming at my son, you know, if he caught the ball and helped our team. I mean, you know, so true, you do have some idiotic parents out there. But what's going on? Why are our boys changing? Why are boys crying more? Are they crying more? Am I just looking at too small a sample? Is it because we have hormones in the milk? Are there too many hormones in the milk? And we are seeing, as a result, the, you know, more emotion, more estrogen? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But what I do know is things are just different. So now we get to the subject of anxiety. Should kids be medicated for anxiety? What is making them anxious? I mean, what is so rough about American kids' lives now? I mean, you think back during the Holocaust, you think back what's going on, you know, in other worlds, other countries. And, I mean, those kids are suffering. They got hunger. They got disease. Why do we have so much ADD? Why do we have so much depression? Why do we have so much anxiety with kids? Well, they have to listen to talk radio. No, it's not that. It's not talk radio. I think talk radio out there is good. What's going on? Is it because we identify the anxiety better? So we're identifying the anxiety, so we're immediately going, okay, here, this is how to fix it. Or are we just over-treating the anxiety? So when a kid's like, oh my gosh, I have a test, oh my gosh, I have a test, I'm nervous about the test, the parents immediately go to the teacher, oh, my kid is worried. Well, I had a lot of tests. Now, true, every now and then you can't have a teacher that puts too much pressure on these kids. And I think we're dealing with the teacher right now, where after they finish one anxiety-producing project, here we are 3 weeks later with another one. So, yes, as parents, you do want to double-check what's happening with the teachers and the schools and the bullying, etc. But, I mean, think about it. When we were younger, we went through bullying fine without committing suicide. I don't like bullying. I'm not a fan of bullying. We need to stop it. But we have kids killing themselves over bullying. Whereas we just dealt with the bullies. It was horrible. We hated school when we were bullied, but we dealt with it. How do we teach our kids to deal with things? And from what I'm seeing, it's not happening. I'm seeing so many kids being put on medications. I don't like to do it. I do not like to treat kids with psychiatric medications. I like to get a pediatric psychologist or a psychiatrist involved and a pediatric psychologist involved. The problem is, though, is there's not a lot of them. And many of them also don't take insurance. So I'll talk to a parent and they'll say, yeah, we have depression and there's nobody I could see. So we went to the pediatrician. The pediatrician wrote some Zoloft. Why? Why didn't we start some therapy? Why didn't we get to the root of what was depressing the kid? I mean, a lot of us aren't the cheerleader of the group. A lot of us are of a height or of a weight that we don't want to be. Why aren't we teaching kids self-confidence? Why aren't we teaching kids to brush themselves off and deal with it? Or have we evolved where kids just can't handle it and they're being thrown into no other choice but suicide? Now, is it our Facebook? Is it our Twitter? Is it the internet? Is it the fact that parents are becoming ADD? Parents don't want to wait to cook the food, so they'll get the fast food. Guys, hurry up and eat. We got school. We have soccer. We have football. We have dance. Hurry up. We got to go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You know what's going on? I mean, we can't even sit through a commercial anymore. Marketing companies don't know what to do. People won't even sit through a commercial because we don't have to. It's all about the output. We're becoming very time conscious lately. We just don't have enough time. By the way, it's daylight savings time this weekend, so don't forget to put forward your clocks. And maybe the kids are picking this up. True, it is a stressful time with money. My kids hear me and my husband talk about money issues all the time. You know, we try not to talk in front of the kids. My parents would never talk in front of us, but then they would blow up about stuff. So we figured, you know, that there was something going on. But I think with the way news is these days, and you know, kids see, you know, we'll be watching American Idol. I love American Idol, and I love our local newscast, Fox 5 News. But they will come up with breaking news of a murder-suicide while we're watching American Idol. So then I have to tell my kids what a murder-suicide is. Maybe we're just more open. But then should we be? Should our kids understand what's going on, that there are murder-suicides out there, that there are school shootings, that there is bullying, that there are rapes? When is the right time for our kids to know what the reality is? Or do we need to be hiding it? I don't know what the answer is. But we do have, I think, higher stress levels in our children. And I don't know if it's so much because the world is changing or it's because we as parents and teachers just aren't teaching them how to handle stress. And if you don't teach a child how to handle stress, what do you think they're going to go to later as an adult? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Well, this is interesting. As much as we think computers cause stress, they're saying for older people, playing video games keep them higher functioning and happier than seniors that don't play video games. And you have a picture here of Grandma playing Wii, and she is liking it. Apparently, a study released this week in the journal Computers and Human Behavior suggests that elderly people who play video games, even just once in a blue moon and aren't addicted to a night after night, are more social, better adjusted, and less likely to be depressed than their non-video gaming peers. Now, the study carried out by researchers at North Carolina State University, followed 140 seniors who lived on their own. a rather sick, I guess high, 61% of the participants reported that they played video games at least once in a while. And surveys of the two groups, regular or occasional gamers and non-gamers, found that those who worked a little bit of electronic entertainment to their lives had higher levels of well-being and less depression than those who didn't play. They don't know why. All right. Is it because of that euphemistic feeling of winning? See, I think overall many people have depression because of the video games. But think about it. You know, my mom, not really computer prone. And then we told her to get on Facebook. And I think once she found Facebook, she started to interact with people. Then on Facebook, I guess you have Farmville and you have this fish game. And I don't know what the heck is on there because I don't play those games. But I could see how somebody who, once they start taking that step, can very easily branch out. And I'm surprised. My mom's on Facebook more than I am. Blows my mind. Now, I think she likes it because she's able to be in contact with her family members more than not. You know, a lot of the family members were too busy to call. Yet, she could Facebook. She knows we're okay. I love that she's on Facebook because then I know she's safe. You know, if I worried, did my mom drive home safe? Is she okay? Knowing that I saw her on Facebook means I know she's good. And I think my mom does the same thing with me. I mean, usually whenever I land from a trip, while I'm waiting to disembark the plane, while we're waiting for it to be towed to the gate, I'll immediately, you know, Facebook, okay, I'm back, trip sucked, I don't know, whatever I put. And I guess that's how many of my family members know that I made it back from a trip. Yes, I should be a good daughter, sister, aunt, and email or message everybody, but it's too hard when you gotta, you know, I don't have that big a family, but, you know, I mean, you're trying to get off the plane. So if I put something on Facebook, everybody knows I'm good. So if they want to check if I landed, just go to Facebook. Same thing. My sister had flown back with my two nephews. I just went on Facebook. I saw she landed because she posted something good. We know she's safe. So, I mean, I could see why for a senior that could be very valuable. And so I'm glad. Good for them. Get your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa involved with stuff that you do. You know, because keep in mind, a lot of people now, they don't go to the parents. They go to the Internet. For information. And you used to actually go to your elders, and your elders would teach you. That was their job. So many people aren't feeling as utilized as they should be. So integrate them as much as you can. Speaking of airplanes, I guess the TSA has lifted their post-September 9/11 ban on knives, ski poles, bats, golf clubs, and I guess now, as of April 25th, so not now, in a few weeks, as of April 25th, you will be allowed to carry on little pocket knives, little, not so much a switchblade, but pocket knives. The blade is no longer than 2.36 inches or 6 centimeters in length. The blade width has to be no more than 1/2 inch. The knife cannot have a locking or be a fixed blade. The knife does not have a molded grip. So there's pictures of what knives you can now bring on the plane, what knives you can't. Still no razors, box cutters, but you can bring, if you play pool, right, your billiard cue, you can bring that. You can bring your lacrosse stick. You can bring your hockey stick on the plane. I don't understand how. Where does it get stowed? Where, I mean, there's no really any storage bins. I don't know how you can bring that. You can bring your bat. I guess if you bring a bat on board, still, no, you can't bring your water bottles. So we're still going to have to drop $4.50 per water bottle once we get past security and into the main hangar. But at least for those of you that really like bringing your little, not switchblades, your little Swiss Army knives. Flight attendants, from what I understand, are not happy about this. And I really think they should be consulted. They're upset that nobody consulted them, and I don't blame them. I really don't. I don't blame them. They should have been consulted because these guys know what all the little nooks and crannies are in these planes, what people do. And you can still slice the jugular even with a Swiss Army knife. So I'm not too sure why they decided to ease up on that. But I'm sure there's a terrorist right now saying, all right, guys, you know, bring me all the knives that would qualify now for this 2.36-inch rule, and let's figure out how to kill somebody. Oh, it's a shame. It's a real shame. But, you know, the terrorists are terrorists are always one step ahead of the TSA. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. I guess Yale University has a workshop. Or has held a workshop where students can admit anonymously to bestiality, prostitution, and incest fantasies. Apparently, there was a workshop that allowed students to admit if they were paid for sex, enjoyed sadomasochistic games in the bedrooms, indulge in sexual activity with an animal. The workshop is entitled Sex, Am I Normal? And it encouraged students to anonymously ask and answer questions about sex using their mobile phones and to see the answers in real time on screen. Their responses were revealed in an article in the Yale Daily News, and it revealed that 9% of attendees had been paid for sex, 3% had engaged in bestiality, and more than half had participated in consensual pain during sex. The session was hosted by sexologist Dr. Jill McDivitt. I don't know if Obamacare pays for sexology. She owns a sex store called Feminique in Westchester, Pennsylvania. She says, people don't think a college student at an Ivy League university would accept payment for sex, but I've never had asked this question on college campus and not had yes answers. That brings us back to the idea that you can't have assumptions about people's backgrounds. Another topic, I guess, that several students submitted for discussion was incestuous sexual fantasies. Apparently, it initially shocked a student named Alex Seedy. He said, at first, yes, the fact that so many people brought it up surprised me, but then I thought it might be more of a psychological thing that we all have. They say, I think that's what the point of the workshop was, to bring up things we thought were so taboo and desire or urges we criticize are just parts of sexual psychology. Now, I don't even know where to go with this one. But many people have asked how the Greeks could have slept with the sisters and brothers. Why would incest have been so rampant, right, in Greek societies? My guess is it was rampant in multiple societies. My guess is you know, if social taboos were not, I don't want to use the word regulated, but enforced, then if people had sexual urges, they would act on them. And if there was nobody that around to act on a sexual urge that was non-family, they probably went to family. I mean, look at how many molestings take place with family members. How much sexual assault occurs within a family. As much as this grosses us out, and it should be criminal, we can't deny the fact that even in today's society, you do have assault between family members. You do. And you also have consensual engagements between family members. I can't see it. I couldn't see why. You would think you would have an innate turnoff. You would just want to vomit at the thought. And most people do. Their instinct kicks in because you are not supposed to be evolutionarily successful if you have continual incestual relationships, so to speak. But I guess this class is letting people talk about it. I hope people don't take it to the next level. That's all I could say there. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please stay tuned, 9 to noon Pacific time. Be safe. God bless.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.